ladies and gentlemen, she's on Netflix. She has her very own special. I mean, Netflix is where we all live now, so we need things like
this.
Quarter Life Crisis is the name of her stand-up special. Taylor Tomlinson joins the show right now. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good.
How are things with you in, you know, apocalypse land?
You know, I was just talking to someone about this on my last call. It's so funny to ask people how they're doing now because unanimously nobody is like, great.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
I haven't heard anybody say they're great in about a month. Everyone's just like, you know. Like everyone's voice gets really high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think we know what great is.
I don't know
anymore. We just
great? Like I don't have a whole lot to do today, yeah. And I don't have the coronavirus, so therefore I'm great. I mean, maybe that's what you're supposed to say. I don't know. Yeah,
I think it is. Honestly, I was thinking the other day. I said, you know what? At least we can all, you know, again, go on the internet and watch TV and play Xbox. And the minute I felt grateful, the Wi-Fi went down about 3 hours.
Now that's
I was like, I am done with the gratitude.
That's when we riot. When the Wi-Fi goes down, the world's it's over.
I've learned the other thing with all of this is you ask that question, hey, how's it going? And never before has it really sunk in how rhetorical that question is. But the other one is there's no like, hey, what are you doing? Or mm-mm. What are you doing this weekend? And my wife and her best friend, all they talk to each other about now is, so what's for dinner? Like, there's nothing
That's
else.
That's all you have.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's so true. Nobody has news. Like, that's why everybody's talking about the same thing. I mean, I thought that I would be more productive or something. And it's like, I do two phone calls in a day now, and I'm spent. I'm like, that was what a full calendar I had today. And I thought I was handling this pretty well. And then once the Wi-Fi went out, I was like, we're on the Oregon Trail now. Like if this doesn't get fixed, we will not make it. Is what I told my boyfriend. I was like, this is make or break for us because I'm not reading next to you for 3 months.
Oh,
it's just not going to happen. Okay. I'm not a peasant.
Antoine and I have decided this is an agreement we've had in the past that if you watch a show on Netflix and you put the subtitles on, that counts as reading.
Totally.
Ooh, I like that.
I am so educated.
So instead of saying you watched an episode, you're like, I read a chapter.
Yeah, exactly. You could say I read a script. Or, if you know, you could watch a movie like, say, Harry Potter. You say, yes, I've read the Harry Potter
books. I've read all the books.
Mm-hmm. Because I read.
I just made my boyfriend watch Harry Potter the other night. We're doing a podcast called This Is Important to Me, where we show each other movies that were important to us that the other person hasn't seen. You know how you do that in new relationships where you're like, you have to watch Devil Wears Prada because it's the reason that I believe in myself. So I showed him Harry Potter the other night because he had never, I get it if you never read the books. I don't get it if you've never seen any of the movies, like not even by accident.
And it's
not even one time.
And it's funny because we were actually talking recently, Zach and I, about unpopular opinions. And one thing I said, and I'm interested in your take, do you not feel that the Harry Potter movies is the same movie over and over and over again?
I don't know if I feel like it's the same movie. I don't think they're great.
Okay.
You know, like, I think the third one's good, and I think the last two are good. And the first two are the first two. Like, I think as movies, they're good. But, like, you are watching children learn to act.
Yes.
You know
Ooh,
what I mean?
That's true.
Like, they all got good, but, like, they are nine.
Yeah, it took some time. It was a trial by fire. So it means something to you. You show it to your boyfriend, and how does that go?
I mean, I didn't expect him to be like, let's watch all of them, you know? Like, uh-huh. He was like, I see why people are into this. I can see why you were obsessed with this as a kid. And I was like, totally, as a kid, not as an adult ever. That would be crazy.
Right, exactly.
But I think we both have realistic expectations of each other when we go into movies. Like, I think for the most part, I know when he won't like something and he knows when I won't like something. That being said, he has shown me a couple movies that I'm like, I'm sorry, this is not doing it for me. Like, he tried to show me Ace Ventura, and I think I just missed that one.
Oh, that's great.
See, you know, I'm with you on that one, and it's unusual for a guy, because it's usually a guy movie kind of thing, and I feel like it's one where it was all right at the time, but I go back to just about any of those, like Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura, all those. I watch them now, and it's just...
I don't know. When Nature Calls, good, Ace Ventura, I think it's hilarious. I'm sorry.
No, it's like, it's the same. It's, you know, you say Harry Potter's the same movie seven times. The Ace Ventura, it's the same joke for an hour and a half. I mean, it's one thing. That's all it is.
Funny joke.
So we're on the phone with Taylor Tomlinson. She's got a Netflix special. It's Quarter Life Crisis. If you watch it with the subtitles on, it counts as reading a book. We've decided that.
Yes, without a doubt.
Right. We decided that.
Yeah, so then you sound classy. You're in quarantine with your boyfriend. He's also a comedian. Is that... See, because as a radio person, I don't think I could ever successfully date another radio person. How is that for stand-up?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just,
but they're awake at the same time as you.
I know, but we're weird and we're warped and we're just, we have so many emotional issues that it's just mine are too much to take anyway. So I don't know if I could do more.
I mean, I don't know anything about that because I'm a comedian and we're notoriously stable.
Yes, of course.
But that sounds very difficult. You know, it's funny. It's funny because dating another comedian, it's nice because you both like get each other. Like you just get it in a way that nobody else is going to, except for other comedians. But yeah, also, you know, I think dating anybody in your same field, it can be a little tricky at times, for sure.
Is there any
and
competition?
We were long distance, so that was the harder part because he lives in New York and I live here. So this has been like kind of nice for us, because we're like, oh, okay, I guess we get to just hang out for a couple months, whereas like we used to see each other more sporadically.
Uh-huh.
It's so funny, we went from only missing each other to now we're the only people we don't miss.
Yeah, which is really interesting. Was that a decision? You say, hey, let's hunker down together and see where this all goes, or did you kind of get forced into that and you really had no choice?
Well, he was visiting when everything kind of got very serious, so he was already in L.A., and there was a day that we're like, okay, we got to decide if you're going back or if you're staying here or if I should go there. Like, you know, we did talk about it for a day, and eventually he decided to stay here, which I was happy about because, you know, being quarantined in a New York apartment is a much tighter squeeze.
Oh, yes. It's like being in a broom closet. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing, and stuff is crazy there. See, you ended up with your boyfriend. I inherited, I have my mother-in-law, who was also in mid-travel when the world shut down. So she lives at my house now, which it's all right. She pays for groceries, but she uses too much coffee creamer, and it's kind of driving me crazy.
I mean, that right there is a rom-com for sure.
I was thinking more like a horror movie. Can we combine like rom-com into horror movie and put it together?
Absolutely. I mean, get on that script. I mean, I'm sure when all this is over, everyone's going to have a script that they wrote.
Oh, yes. There's going to be so many.
You think that, but I'm like you. It's the same thing where I'm like, all right, well, I got all this time. You know, I'm going to do that podcast I've been working on, and I'm going to write all those things. And then I come home and I think, you know what? Two naps today seems like a good idea.
Honestly, yeah. Like, why not? I realized that I need to give myself some sort of routine, otherwise I will just spiral.
Mm-hmm.
But like, man, once I take a walk and make a phone call, I'm like, full day.
Proud of yourself. Give you a gold star.
What I've decided is, I went on this plan last week because I realized I was spiraling down into just this pit of doing nothing, is I made the declaration I'm going to do on days and off days. So I'm going to say, all right, today's a productive day. I'm going to do a bunch of different stuff.
Uh-huh.
And tomorrow, nothing. I'm doing nothing tomorrow, but I can always fall back on the fact that I earned it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great... I told a friend of mine the other day, I said, do we still have to give ourselves weekends? Because it's hard, being self-employed is hard because there's no way to regulate yourself. So, like, we struggle to create routines anyway, but right now it's like, okay, I guess we're just doing nothing. And it's like, no, you actually did a lot today. You did a lot of interviews, and you recorded some podcasts. And,
right.
Tried to figure out Zoom. Like, there is a lot going on still, and there's just so much that you have to do just to like make sure you're surviving. It's crazy.
And you mentioned podcasts. So I'll let everyone know Taylor does have a podcast too. It's on the iTunes Top 100. It's called Self Helpless. You've been doing a web series too on your Twitter and everything. Antoine and I have decided that you're talking about the days and not knowing when the weekend is. We've changed the calendar. They no longer, we don't do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, any of that stuff anymore.
No, scratch that.
So the week starts on Monday, and that is referred to as a day. So it starts with a day, and then the next day is a day.
Yep.
Followed by a day.
Which leads us to
a day.
Yep.
Then Friday.
Friday. We have Friday. Uh-huh.
And then really long weekend is what we call it.
Into a day.
Into a day again. So
I love that.
Yes. If you would like to use that for your new calendar, you can go ahead and do that. That's perfectly fine.
I'm just thinking of it as one long day with like some naps sprinkled in.
Ooh,
I know it's nighttime, but now it's a nap.
Yeah. I like that. I like that one too.
I know. And that's really, naps are becoming my solace because, they just make time go by faster. I'm like, I wake up and I think, well, I really could get up and, okay, I don't have anything else to do. I'm going back to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Pass another hour.
It is. But I'll kill some time and I'll watch Quarter Life Crisis while I'm at it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Now, I do have a quick question. Do you still get invited to weddings? Because one of my favorite jokes of yours is about how you judge people's wedding choices. Have you received any flack from like your friends or any weddings that you've been to about that?
You know what's so funny is I have friends from high school that will come to my shows, and afterward I'll be nervous because I have jokes about them, and afterward they'll come up to me like, oh my gosh, I'm so sad that you didn't do a joke about me. And I'm like, whoo, you're absolutely right. I did not.
I'll get you next time.
Yeah, those are always my favorite when you say something and you're joking, but it's kind of insulting. And they go, oh, yes, you're so funny. I know that's just for the radio. I'm thinking, okay, yeah, sure, whatever.
Right. You're like, oh no, this is where I'm my truest self.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's my other mother-in-law. That's the person I'm talking about, of course. So again, Netflix special, I know you got to go because you got to, I want you to be able to do a bunch of different radio interviews in a row. And then that way you're like, big day. Done.
Super productive.
Uh-huh. Productive.
Oh my gosh. This is a huge day for me.
Quarter Life Crisis on Netflix. You can follow her on Instagram and Twitter. It's Taylor Tomlinson. She's got a website, ttomcomedy.com. And also that podcast, Self Helpless. Did I miss anything?
I just started a new podcast to make me feel productive with Sam Morrell called This Is Important to Me about movies.
Okay. See, and now you're making me feel like, and I don't appreciate that at all.
And I'm doing jumping jacks on this call.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right, she probably is doing P90X or
yes,
something in between all of these.
She's
or the
killing
T20.
It.
Ay, ay, ay. Taylor, wish you the best of luck. Don't get coronavirus. We'll be sad.
Thank you. You too, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you. Safe.